This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We begin this hour talking about some more controversy that will come up. It's not going to go away. For Joe Biden, Team Biden, Team Demento. And it's akin to what Hillary Clinton did. Not quite as bad in some respects, but obviously the content of what we're going to talk about ultimately will serve to be even worse than what Hillary Clinton did. And that was bad. She should be in prison and people around her should be in prison. But we haven't talked about Uma Abedin, Anthony Weiner, and many others who had illicit things on their note, on their laptops and cell phones and things that they never should have had. Clinton violated all kinds of protocol, used a secret email, hid her email server in the basement closet of her multi-million dollar home in New York City, in Chappaqua, had her own IT guy, and what was she doing? The nation's business. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hillary Clinton was a Secretary of State who set up a private server for Clinton mail. And why did she do this? Very simple. Everything that Hillary Clinton was doing as Secretary of State was a feather in the nest of the Clinton Global Initiative or the Clinton Foundation or whatever you want to call it. And she didn't want you to know about it. She is an employee who was stealing from you, who was using your power as the United States, your power in the world to feather her own nest. And she did it from essentially taking the Clinton family from zero to worth hundreds of millions of dollars. These people live like rock stars. They have no regrets either. I tell people all the time, I'm an unapologetic capitalist, but I'm not going to rip you off. Had a guy, he said, yeah, Kevin, if we donate $5 to this cause we were doing, what are you going to do? I go, I'm going to go out and buy myself a Lamborghini with your $5. What do you think we're going to do with it? Pound for pound, my group does more than anybody. We're going to go out and do something with it. But if you think that if we get enough amass that I'm not going to try to make myself a living, you're out of your minds. This is our problem in the conservative movement is we don't want to make a living. But see, the Democrats, they get it. But they get it, and they do it in a way that makes you just go, wow, you guys really don't have any limits. Their lifestyle changes. They get into whole new zip codes, and suddenly the people that they're supposed to be helping don't mean anything. That's where we are. So Hillary Clinton conducted the nation's business while she was conducting her family business. But with respect to that, we can't have the Clintons airing their dirty laundry where her bosses, the people, you and me, get to see it. Joe Biden, as it turns out, wrote to his son, and I'm reading this, and others close to him using the pseudonym Peter Henderson, a fictional Soviet Union era spy, in several Tom Clancy novels who infiltrated the U.S. government. What kind of irony is this? While everybody's talking about Donald Trump having ties to the Russians and Russian collusion, Joe Biden uses the synonym of a guy who infiltrated the U.S. government as a Russian spy. These messages, folks, were found. Anybody want to guess? Anybody? Huh? Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop. They said they appear to indicate that the then VP started using the fictitious Moles moniker in October of 2016 while forwarding a YouTube video to his son, Hunter, brother Jim, daughter-in-law Hallie, as well as his sister and longtime political strategist, Valerie Biden Owens. Can we stop here for just a second and ask ourselves, what would we be saying of Donald Trump if it turned out that in his private email, he was using a Russian spy pseudonym in order to communicate with his family in this code? Biden used the message sending an email address with a username of 67 Stingray, a clear reference to his beloved 1967 Corvette Stingray. The name attached to the Biden 67 Stingray account was Peter Henderson, which matches the name of the KGB spy in Clancy's popular Jack Ryan series, according to online fan pages. Henderson, whose code name was Cassius in Clancy's realm, worked as a, quote, minor Senate aide in 1970 before becoming a Russian spy and was later caught by the CIA and turned in as a double agent. I shake my head here, and I'm sure there are many of you that don't, you knew nothing about this story. You're going, wow. Hits a little close to reality, doesn't it? I don't know if Biden's a Russian spy, but I'll tell you this. His son has worked with the Chinese spies, His son has worked with Russians in all kinds of crazy ways. The Russians have his laptop. They certainly have access to it. We haven't even scratched the surface, folks, of what Hunter Biden has done to hurt this country or his father. And you know what the Democrats are doing? They woke up this morning, and as they do every morning, scrambling to protect them. Scrambling to protect old Peter Henderson, a.k.a. Cassius, who has infiltrated our government in a coup, and everybody wants you to forget about it. To the point where they have arrested American citizens over trumped-up nonsense of January the 6th. And they want you to believe it. This is the way our nation runs now. And let me tell you, you should go read the rest of this stuff. What he taught, he admits it's him, by the way. Because people are, let me tell you what the left wanted to do.
Well, how do we know that's his account?
Well, it's because Joe really likes his 67 Stingray. Likes his Stingray. It's gone to Hunter. And there are references where he talks about dad loves your dad. So we know who it is. We know who the big guy is in these emails, okay? Let's just not play that game. So, yes, folks, we are very in the know. And you're only, as I said, we're scratching the surface. We're going to know a lot more soon. And every day, as we get closer and closer, the media is going to have to go, you know, we can't keep a lid on it. I played a clip earlier of the DNC talking about all the issues driving the Democrats. They can't keep a lid on it. They're perplexed. How
is it that we are not getting farther ahead?
Well, trust me, the American public knows. And they can play dumb for so long, and I know there's a lot of stupid leftists out there. But trust me, people, the level of education they're about to get is scary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind. because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I am amazed at how easily the media lies. In print, in your face, whether it's on the news or whatever, they lie. We're going to talk about them because we're going to talk about the White House Correspondents' Event that happened. Excuse me, the first that happened in 6 years. Trump said enough. He was done with them. They didn't do any during his 4 years and in 2 years of COVID, as they like to say. But we're going to talk about COVID and we're going to talk about the lies. And this is an article that was in the Washington Post. Let me read this to you. Unvaccinated people accounted for the overwhelming majority of deaths in the United States throughout much of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, let me just say this. The first reason that that sounds ominous, there wasn't a vaccination. Everybody, for the most part, who died during the coronavirus pandemic was unvaccinated. So they make it sound like, oh, if you weren't vaccinated, oh my gosh, you could have died. Well, yeah. Let me put it this. Let me put it a different way. How many people died of COVID who had car accidents? Who died in car accidents? In other words, you get what I'm saying, right? Did you die from the car accident or did you die from COVID? These are statistics. These are things that are meant to make you just go, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize the majority of people who were unvaccinated died during the time of Wu Flu. Well, shocker. There was no vaccination. There's no explanation either. But here's what they say. This is according to the analysis of federal data. Well, let me tell you, folks, if you need to be to have an analysis of federal data that says vaccines were available only 4 months or 6 months during the 2 year time of the virus, and of course the majority of the people die when? At the beginning of the virus, because we get what's called anybody? I feel like I'm Bueller, herd immunity. And I could go on. It's misleading. But they make it sound like, oh, if you didn't get a shot, you were in such grave danger. And, of course, we know the shot's nonsense. But I'll get back to that in just a second. By the way, Kevin Jackson's here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about the entirety of what we do. And what we do is nothing short of amazing. I'll put it that way. I'm reading on in the Washington Post, the pandemic's toll is no longer falling almost exclusively on those who chose not to get shots. With vaccine protection waning over time and the immunocompromised who are at greater risk of succumbing to COVID-19, even if vaccinated, having a harder time dodging increasingly contagious strains. Let me translate that. It means that the shot doesn't do you any good. The vaccines don't do you any good. If COVID's going to kill you, if Wu Flu's going to kill you, it's going to kill you. So here's the math. The vaccinated made up 42% of fatalities in January and February during the highly contagious. But the vaccinated were only 23% of the dead, we're told, in September during the peak of the Delta wave. Now, this is data from the CDC. So let me just make sure you understand. In September, 23% of the people dying from COVID, supposedly, were vaccinated. And when we got into January and February, and this was from Delta, when we got into January and February during the highly contagious Omicron, 42% of the fatalities were from the vaccinated. Now, this was the less deadly strain, and it went up almost 20 points, 19 points for the vaccinated. You get it? So, supposedly, 77% of the deaths in September were from the unvaxxed. But then, 58% in January and February were from the unvaxxed, as the vaxxed were moving up. That's the data. That's what they want to tell you. That's what they want you to believe. And they want you to believe that Omicron, the one that was like the common cold, that people said we've detected it, but it isn't killing anybody. It's the one that's killing people. But suddenly, it's targeting only the vaxxed. Now, when I get into this discussion about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, we'll talk a little bit more about it, why Fauci didn't go. Because everybody there was supposedly vaxxed and boosted, so he should have been safe. Well, let me tell you what the director of whatever Fauci's job is. He knows vaccinations do nothing for you. But I want to continue. They said, as a group, the unvaccinated remain far more vulnerable to the worst consequences of infection and are far more likely to die than people who are vaccinated. And they are especially more at risk than people who have received a booster. Now, here's what this guy, what they go on to tell you. I've got a point to all this, so stick with me, okay? They say it's still obviously more dangerous to be unvaccinated than vaccinated, says Andrew Neumer, public health professor at the University of California at Irvine, who studies Wu Flu mortality. A pandemic of and by the unvaccinated is not correct. But so he's telling you, you know all that stuff they were calling you? They were saying you're the super spreaders, et cetera, et cetera. No, not the case. He says, you're not the one spreading it. But he says, people still need to take care in terms of prevention and action if they become symptomatic. Yeah, kind of like the flu. Now, here's what they go on to say, and this is the part that it'll get you. A key explanation for the rise in deaths among the vaccinated is that COVID-19 fatalities are again concentrated among the elderly. Nearly two-thirds of the people who died during the Omicron surge were 75 or older, compared with a third during the Delta wave. Seniors are overwhelmingly immunized. Now, they don't have any data to back this up, but they say vaccines are less effective and their potency wanes over time in older age groups. Let me tell you what they're saying here, folks. And I already know you know. The people who are dying from WHO flu are the same people who would be dying from the flu. They're over 75 years old, but they want you to believe it has to do with vaccination status. There's nothing in this report, nothing they can put, the Washington Post can point to that refutes anything I'm saying. It's all conjecture. They haven't analyzed the data to say, we looked at this data, and you know what we found out, people? Old people die. That's it. That's what you waited for. You waited for me to tell you that old people die. Young people live and old people die. They won't dare give you statistics about the unvaccinated in the, say, 20 to 50-year range, 50-year-old range. You want to know why? Because we are the healthiest people on the planet. If you took a shot, you're in danger. White House Correspondents' Dinner when we return.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnyvae. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnyvae Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnyvae. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunnyvae Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnyvae.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon. The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend, and it's now within a penny of the national average 1 month ago. Prices fell through much of April, but have gone up almost every day for the past week. Homeland Security is asking Congress to fund additional border agents in preparation for a spike in illegal immigration. Yolanda Raymond, the mayor pro tem in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass is among the growing number of Democrats who are urging the White House to keep in place a public health rule which has been used to expedite deportations. The White House expects the border could see between 10 and 20,000 illegal immigrants a day when what's known as the Title 42 border health rule ends. USA Radio News. Police are searching for a corrections officer who participated in an inmate escape in Alabama. The officer and inmate disappeared together on Friday while the officer was supposed to be taking an inmate to a mental health evaluation. Now law enforcement has issued a warrant for the missing corrections officer for permitting or assisting an escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it's unclear if the officer, Vicki White, was coerced into participating.
Now, whether she did that willingly or if she was coerced, threatened somehow to participate in this escape, not really sure, but we know for sure she did participate.
The NFL wants to move a racial discrimination case by former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores out of court. Flores is suing the league in which he alleges systematic race-based discrimination in the NFL's hiring practices, when they fire coaches, and in its conditions of employment. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What do you think? Should we cover a little bit of the media? Like this BBC journalist who visited the U.S. and saw a BB gun at a Walmart and tweeted out this, "Hi from America, where Walmart doesn't have a plug adapter for my UK laptop, but on the other hand, I can buy a rifle and ammunition." Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, and they mocked him. It was a BB gun. But the Brits, you know, who get more knife, I don't know if you ever followed the statistics, but a lot of people get knifed in Britain. You know what the other big crime in Britain is? This will shock you. Acid. Yeah, people will squirt acid in your face to disfigure you. They don't talk about that. Hammer deaths. Oh, no, it's all about the guns, right? If there's no guns, there certainly can't be any deaths in Britain. These people are putzes. Hey, by the way, did you guys see the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Did you pay attention to it? Did you watch it? Did you tune in at all? If you didn't, don't feel bad. It was on C-SPAN, and I think CNN, who knows if Fox carried it. But, yeah, the first time, and I think they said 6 years, Donald Trump didn't go to any of them. They skipped it in the last 2 years because of COVID. But it was hosted by South African expat Trevor Noah, a guy who's come to America and become quite successful, but doesn't seem to realize that he's successful. He still seems to look at things through a prism of race in a negative way. I look through things through a prism of race, but I look at it as a joke. Like, well, okay, you white folks, you Mexicans, whatever. I look at it completely different. This guy sees it a whole different way. After coming from a country that had apartheid, coming here being more successful than he could ever imagine, and all he does is come on TV and talk smack against Republicans. Anyway, he was the comedic host. Let me just play the first clip. If you find comedy here, okay. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't see a lot of comedy here, but I don't want to be too judgmental. Check it out for yourselves.
Honored to be speaking tonight at the nation's most distinguished super spreader event. No, for real, people, what are we doing here? Let's be honest, what are we doing? Like, did none of you learn anything from the gridiron dinner? Nothing. Huh? Like, do you read any of your own newspapers? I mean, I expect this from Sean Hannity, but the rest of you, what are you doing here? You guys spent the last 2 years telling everyone the importance of wearing masks and avoiding large indoor gatherings. Then the second someone offers you a free dinner, you all turn into Joe Rogan. Huh? I mean, Dr. Fauci dropped out. That should have been a pretty big sign. Fauci thought it was too dangerous to come tonight. Pete Davidson thinks it's okay. And we all went with Pete. Okay. All right, then. Now, for those who don't know me, my name is Trevor Noah, and I'm really honored to be here. Honestly, You know, because you could have picked any comedian. You could have invited anyone, but you went with the South African variant. Very on theme. I appreciate that.
Maybe I'm just out of touch. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. These guys throw themselves a lavish gala. This guy gets paid probably $500,000, $1 million to do the event as a so-called comedian, and it isn't funny. I realize there's some tongue-in-cheek humor there with Pete Davidson, his dating Kim Kardashian or whatever, and there, and of course the gridiron dinner. You have to be in the know with DC and what's going on there. So maybe they took it a little differently than I did. I'll give him that. But it isn't. Funny to me is funny. And I get, I mean, there's a crowd that you can play to in terms of what they know about one another. The tongue in cheek humor we talk about where families will go like, yeah, well, you know old Teddy. You know, and you're like, no, I don't know Teddy. But this dude just isn't funny to me. Maybe you guys think he is. Here's another clip. Let's see if part two makes Trevor Noah any funnier. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, let's talk a little bit about the irony here. The irony that he's talking about masks and indoor gatherings and what a difference a day makes. When they want to do an event, then everything's good. He says Fauci dropped out. It was too dangerous to come tonight. Now, let me just go ahead and do it as a spoiler. Joe Biden said everybody was required to be vaccinated and boosted. And he did a shot at Fox News by saying, yeah, even they showed up. The vaccinated and boosted here. So everybody in that audience is supposedly vaccinated and boosted. I'll make you a bet. I'll make you a bet that there are people in that audience that fake their vaccinations and fake their boosters in order to be there. I don't believe these elitists are getting this shot to save my, I'm not saying some of them didn't. They didn't believe it. But anyway, the point is Trevor Noah is making fun of the idea that these guys are busted. You want to come out to a party and his vaccination, but you know, that Fauci, by the way, says is too dangerous. And let's just be clear. Remember I talked about this the other day? I said, I think Fauci was uninvited because if you had to be vaccinated and boosted and Fauci is vaccinated and boosted, why is he afraid to go? He literally, I would be putting myself at risk. Everybody's vaccinated and boosted. How's he putting himself at risk? Anyway, here's the next clip of Trevor Noah.
And COVID risk aside, can I just say how happy I am that this event is happening again for the first time in 3 years? Yeah. And the truth is, I want us all to have a good time tonight. So please, everyone relax. You know, I know everyone in this room is worried about who catches you laughing at what, but just chill. Just chill. We're celebrating. We're out. You know, get comfortable. Not too comfortable, Jeffrey Toobin. Not too comfortable. No, you know what? No, don't woo him, bunch of haters. You know what? So what, Jeffrey? You made a mistake. You whipped it out in front of your coworkers. That's the first step to winning a Grammy for Comedy Album of the Year. You're halfway there, my friend. You don't let the haters stop you. We all come back from mistakes. You might have noticed I'm going to be telling some jokes tonight. But I want you to understand, I am not here to tear anybody down, okay? Yeah, I might roast you gently, you know, like a pair of testicles on a Tucker Carlson special, but I'm not doing this just for the attention, all right? I'm a comedian, not Kirsten Sinema, all right? And by the way, give it up for Kirsten Sinema. Whoever thought we'd see the day in American politics when a senator could be openly bisexual but closeted Republican, huh? That's progress. That's progress.
Folks, it didn't get much better than that, being honest with you. And look, again, slightly funny. Jeffrey Toobin, by the way, did whip it out in front of his coworkers and kept his job. If you guys remember that story. God. You want to know what you were witnessing there? If you look at the clip, the actual video clip, you're seeing some of the most vile, evil, cynical, anti-American people you could gather in one place that calls itself journalism. It was pathetic. What was worse, though, is Joe Biden's performance. I'm going to play the very end of it, and you have to see it. I mean, it had some clever parts because they wrote it for him, but of course you had Joe Biden stepping all over the lines because he's got brain damage. But it's as good as he could do.
and propping him up. But here he is at the very end, and you judge for yourselves.
I know this is a tough town. I came to office with an ambitious agenda, and I expected it to face stiff opposition in the Senate. I just hoped it would be from Republicans. But I'm not worried about the midterms. I'm not worried about them. We may end up with more partisan gridlock, but I'm confident we can work it out during my remaining 6 years in the presidency. And folks, I'm not really here to roast the GOP. That's not my style. Besides, there's nothing I can say about the GOP that Kevin McCarthy hasn't already put on tape. At the same time, a lot of people say the Republican Party is too extreme, too divisive, too controlled by one person. They say it's not your father's Republican Party. Ronald Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down." Today's Republicans say, "Tear down Mickey Mouse's house." And pretty soon they'll be storming Cinderella's castle, you can be sure of it. But Republicans seem to support one fellow. Some guy named Brandon. He's having a really good year. And I'm kind of happy for him.
Welcome back, everybody. Joe Biden being a little self-deprecating, etc. And that's a good thing. I mean, you know what? That is exactly what this thing is supposed to be. Sadly, however, the world that he has created has got a lot of people in trouble. The people that were left behind in Afghanistan, the millions of Ukrainians who are on the run, the millions of Americans who've lost their jobs, the millions of people who have lost hope, the people who are struggling in Joe Biden's economy, and I could go on. The things that we're going to find out about this guy, the big guy. I mean, he better have his laughs now. I'm glad they had this dinner. I'm glad they reinstituted it so he could try to make good with the media, because pretty soon the very people in that room are going to have to tear him down, because that man is guilty of a lot of bad things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They expense their rounds, and now John Durham, you have seen, come in responding to every one of those matters along the way. And that's what I want our audience to take pause on. A lot of people aren't in this world. As a federal prosecutor, you don't go out there and just issue pleading after pleading after pleading before you get to trial. You satisfy your discovery obligations. You make sure due process is satisfied. You give them evidence and discovery and exculpatory information if it exists and all like that. But you don't go out there and try your case in the public. And John Durham's a 30-year career prosecutor, U.S. attorney for Democrat and Republican administration. He didn't. People were complaining, why aren't we hearing more from John Durham? Well, because now we know why. He was working on this large-scale criminal enterprise, joint venture conspiracy that he's finally outlined to the public. But he wouldn't even do it offensively, right? Sussman's guys came in. and issued pleading after pleading after pleading. And John Durham said, okay, you asked for this information, and you and I, Jan, have been reporting on this information ever since. And it's good to educate the public that way, but I think it's unique because that's not normally how these types of big national security, big media press cases tend to go. As a prosecutor, you kind of want to be quiet, but the defense forced their hand on it. They said, we're going to take this strategic position, and they have massively miscalculated, and it has basically convicted their client in a court of public opinion.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was Kash Patel, attorney, worked for the Trump administration. He was chief of staff to the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense under President Trump. He's worked at the United States National Security Council and the U.S. House of Representatives and was a federal public defender, a federal prosecutor working on national security issues, and legal liaison to the United States Armed Forces. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What Cash said is that the Democrats or the administration, all the people involved in the conspiracy against Trump, had expensed their rounds. Just so you guys are aware, this guy is the one who built the case against the FISA courts for Trump, which is where we find ourselves now. We know that people lied. Kevin Kleinsmith lied. And he's the only patsy so far. He got like 4 months in Club Fed. We know that Hillary Clinton cheated, you know, and built this whole conspiracy against Trump. Cash was involved in that. I just want you to understand whose voice you were listening to there. Guy's 42 years old, and he's a rising star as far as I'm concerned, because he watched this thing play out, and he knows what's about to happen. And what he just described to you is, he says, Durham was not trying his case. Durham was going methodically by the book, because you don't try your case in public. And people were asking, why are we getting more? I'm one of them. Why are we getting more? Why are we getting more? And he says, Durham's a 30-year guy doing this for Republicans and Democrats. He's going to do it by the book. And he says, and in this particular case, it was a large-scale criminal conspiracy. And he says, Durham has been breaking this thing down little by little, and making sure that every aspect of it is ironclad. And what did Sussman's people do? They entered pleading after pleading after pleading. And Durham said, okay, you want a response? Boom, here you go. I believe you were part of a criminal enterprise that involves multiple aspects, and this thing is not going away. It is going to now morph. There are going to be a lot of people that end up in some serious... And I know, look, folks, we've been waiting for this for a long time, but I'm giving you... This is what Patel says. I'm glad we found this clip. Good job, guys. So... He's called a Trump loyalist, but the guy knows the law. And he's saying, nope, Sussman's people screwed up. Now Durham responded. And you know what? In the court of public opinion, people are now starting to form a whole different view of Democrats, different view of his situation, etc. And as I said to you, say to this radio audience all the time, how many major issues can you keep a lid on? How many can you keep a lid on the lies of Russian collusion? Adam Schiff, for example, he tweeted something about misinformation, and you should see the response. People just destroyed this guy. Are you kidding? Where's the information on Trump you promised? I say it all the time, but it isn't just me. Other people remember. And speaking of these problems that are looming out there for the Democrats, and specifically for Joe Biden, let's talk about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's legal bills. Because Joe said he didn't know much about what was going on there, but apparently Hunter convinced Daddy he was good for it. Is we now know officially
And this is what these guys wrote in the New York Post. You can now officially file Joe Biden's claim that he's never spoken to his son about his business activities with his claims that inflation is, quote, transitory and the border is, quote, under control. The Post reported that Joe allegedly agreed to pay more than $800,000 in legal bills that Hunter wrapped up, including bills related to his overseas businesses. This comes on the heels of revelations that Hunter alleged his father was taking half his salary. Yep, uh-oh. Democrats, you got a lot to worry about. See, let me make it easy on you for conservatives. If this were the stuff that were going on with Trump, I'd be saying, where are Donald Jr.'s records? Subpoena Trump's records so we can look at his. There would be nothing that would stop me from wanting to know more so we could get rid of Trump. There is no form of loyalty I'm going to have for him if he's breaking the law. The guy goes on, he says, it would be literally impossible to set up these arrangements without talking business. So the press has been outright lying, just as Hunter's business partner, Tony Bobulinski, said months ago. Want more evidence? This is a guy writing apparently about the Post article. He says, consider the Post revelation of the direct sit-down Joe had as Veep with another Hunter partner, Eric Schwerin. We talked about him the other day. Then serving as president of the investment fund Rosemont Seneca Partners. Keep in mind, I told you a story. They deleted Rosemont Seneca Partners off of Wikipedia. They've taken it off. They don't want you to know what's going on. Now, they write, we still don't know what they discussed or what was said on at least 19 occasions where Schwerin visited the White House and other locations from 2009 to 2015. Ask about the shady details. Chief Biden flack, Jen Psaki responded, I don't have any information on that. The future MSNBC star doesn't want to know. Now, what's even funnier is when we get into the Secret Service. And by the way, I am so sick of us looking at these people as if they're so much more special than ordinary. The Secret Service no longer is any better than a beat cop. And I don't mean that negatively to the beat cop. It's just you used to hold a special place in your heart for people that would protect somebody at all costs. Well, the Secret Service has taken that to a whole other level. He writes, even the Secret Service is playing dumb. It recently and unbelievably told the Post it has no relevant records on who's visited the Prez at his Delaware homes as if knowing weren't central to its job. So in other words, these are people that say, we don't know who came. Well, it's your job to know who came. It's your job to log in. Kevin Jackson, I would never visit Biden, but Joe Schmo visited Biden. Here were the reasons. Frisk all the protocols. And they go, no, we don't have that information. He says, and these are just the latest signs that Hunter, like Joe's brother, Jim, before him, was running an influence-peddling business with his dad as a chief inventory. For one, we now know Joe wrote college recommendation letters for kids for one of Hunter Biden's Chinese associates, met with Hunter's other business partner, Devin Archer, and also the executive of Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, who paid Hunter $50,000 a month as a board member. Plus, Bobulinski fingered Joe as the big guy, slated for a juicy slice of Hunter's project in China. The incuriosity of most media institutions on all this remains appalling. And worse, I just told you this, Wikipedia deleted Rosemont Seneca. Folks, it's going to get ugly out there for the Dems.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.